From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital, Las Vegas, the gaming capital of the world, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on the Las Vegas Strip, Las Vegas Boulevard to be exact. And all I can tell you is it's going to be a beautiful day out here in Las Vegas, although it starts out cold. We welcome everybody here listening and watching on the South Point Studio YouTube streaming, video, and audio. So if you're if you haven't taken a shot at yet, why don't you do it? Just go to YouTube and hit search in the South Point Studio search box, and you get right to our video streaming, our network streaming here here at the South Point Studios for Race Day Las Vegas. And, of course, everybody out there in Las Vegas who's zipping around early this morning and want to listen to us on your radio, your auto radio maybe, your car radio, et cetera, well, our anchor radio station here in Las Vegas, simulcasting all of our shows, is South Point, from the South Point here to Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. They are our radio stations here in town. And, of course, we have plenty of outlets on the Internet, including our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, streaming there. And, of course, your iPhone, your Android with the KSHP app that you can also listen to the shows on the KSHP app on your devices, your iPhones and your Androids. But also you can get... if you have your YouTube app, you can actually watch us here the same on YouTube as well on your apps, on your Androids and your iPhones, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, anywhere, however, wherever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday morning. Now, here in Las Vegas, right now outside, it's 39 degrees. It got a little chilly this morning, but we're going to get up to 66 degrees. Tomorrow, we're going to hit 71. But around the country, looking at the weather map, it looks like everything is clear from the southwest coast right through the Midwest, and then you hit Ohio, parts of Kentucky, on out to the east coast, and it's miserable. There's just nothing but a bunch of rain, snow up over the Great Lakes area, etc. So we'll wait and see how the weather plays out on the east coast. However, down in Florida, where they had a lot of action a couple of days ago, it's clear as a bell. So when we're looking at the, you know, the track conditions for today at Tampa Bay for the big Tampa Bay Derby Day. It says it's cloudy, temperature 73 degrees, the wind south at 12 miles an hour, and the humidity is 94%. Keep that in mind, 94% humidity at Tampa Bay right now. And, of course, the track is fast, the turf is firm, and we have a big racing card today at Tampa Bay, including the Tampa Bay Derby that will hold 50 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And, of course, we have one race out in Southern California today, the Santa Isabel, that, of course, will be 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard. So we got some leaderboard points up for grabs on both the first Friday in May and the first Saturday in May as well. And, of course, our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, who's going to go with us over the four nice stakes races at Tampa Bay today, and as well as our Rich Eng, who is two for two right now on the show for College Hoops this week. And, of course, John Linda will be with us, giving us the Southern California report, and Jerry J., of course, with his handicapping as well. Got a few things to talk about as far as news is concerned, and it all considers it's all around the Kentucky Derby. First of all, Timberlake, he continues to prep for the Bluegrass or the Arkansas Derby. One of the two he goes for next. He worked a half mile in 48.40 the fifth fastest move out of 73 at the distance Friday in New Orleans. But the big news, and by the way, Fierceness, the top two-year-old going into the three-year-old season, but still needs to step up now. Fierceness for Todd Pletcher worked 5 furlongs while he continues to prep for the Florida Derby. However, Locked, the winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity last fall, is off. I say off the Triple Crown trail due to an injury to his left knee. Remember we were talking about when he got scratched and all that, and Jonathan Hardoon was saying there's a little bit more than might meet the eye with this horse. Well, Locked is out of the Kentucky Derby. He'll be sidelined with a left knee injury, so those folks who had Locked in the future book for the Kentucky Derby now have a very expensive souvenir, that's for sure, okay? So that takes care of the update for the Kentucky Derby horses. Locked is out. Fierceness worked, and so did Timberlake, continuing to prep for the Bluegrass or the Arkansas Derby. And we continue to keep track of all of the action going on through the Kentucky Derby. Don't forget, we have a big Kentucky Derby party here in the South Point. First of all, I want to remind you that Friday, Oaks Day, May the 3rd, that's the first Friday in May, the Kentucky Oaks Day. As soon as that card is over here at the South Point, myself, I will be hosting a Kentucky Derby seminar that will include our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo. That'll happen right after the races conclude in Southern California that Friday, about 6 o'clock. It'll be in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the race book. So if you got a late bet that you want to make, you can do that and then just jump right back into the lounge. It's a lounge that's set up for entertainment, so we'll be on stage there. They have plenty of tables, and it's just a great atmosphere. It's a lounge atmosphere for the seminar, and that'll happen on Friday, May 3rd, right after the Kentucky Oaks Day card. We'll talk about the Kentucky Oaks and certainly the Kentucky Derby Day racing as well as the Kentucky Derby. That'll be on Friday. On Saturday, of course, that'll be May 4th, the day of the Derby, the Kentucky Derby. We'll have a big, big party in the Grand Ballroom upstairs here in the South Point. The Grand Ballroom with the huge screen TVs all around, a whole bunch of other TVs that you can watch the other racing going on. You'll have plenty of betting windows. Of course, there'll be food and beverage discounts. And, of course, big banquet tables, huge tables that you can spread out all of your handicapping paraphernalia, enjoy a drink and eat as well right at the table there. Yeah, I think it sits between 8 and 12 people. So you'll bring on your friends and we'll have a great time playing the races and enjoying Kentucky Derby Day here at the South Point in the Grand Ballroom. You can also use your phone betting app if you want to, and there'll be self-serve kiosks as well. So there'll be plenty of time and plenty of room and no excuses to get locked out for betting on the Derby Day or the Derby Day card. And that's all going to be free. The seminar, the race book, the ballroom attendance, even parking your car. So come on out and join us. Myself and Jonathan and John will be, of course, not only at the seminar, but we play in the races the next day in the ballroom as well. Come out and join us and have a great time for the 150th edition of this America's most famous horse race, the Run for the Roses. All free here at the South Point, okay? Don't forget, you're going to lose an hour's time. I know it's going to be painful on a Saturday night, but you're going to lose an hour's time. You got to set your clocks forward. You spring forward and spring, and that's what we're doing. You got to set your clocks an hour ahead of time before you go to sleep tonight, because tomorrow morning we'll be on daylight savings time. I want to remind you of that as well. All right. Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J standing by. We've got, of course, our racing menu coming up. Taking a quick look at what happened yesterday around the country. Aqueduct, well, I'll tell you, there were a lot of favorites. I mean, Aqueduct had made the highest priced winner at Aqueduct was $14.60. Everything else paid under $9. And you had like one, two, three, four $3 horses, a couple of $5 horses. The opening race was a $2.90 winner. So there was a lot of filthy chalk going on at Aqueduct yesterday. As a matter of fact, the pick six, the six winners, the pick six and the pick six at Aqueduct yesterday paid $360. And at Gulfstream Park, same deal. You had an $18 horse and a $15 horse, and that was it. Oh, yeah, you got an $11 horse there. Everything else was, under $8 for the nine-race card at Gulfstream Park. Irate Ortiz Jr. had a couple of wins yesterday at Gulfstream. And at Santa Anita, filthy chalks kept winning. Man, it was chalk day Friday yesterday. Santa Anita, chalks all day long. The last race winner paid $30. And if you were to add up the first seven winners all together, their win mutuals didn't add up to $30. Okay? A $30 winner in the last race, an $11 winner in the second race, and then everything else on the entire card paid $5 or less yesterday at Santa Anita. Talking about their pick six, how about $397 there? You won't even know about the pick fours and the pick fives. Mario Gutierrez won the late double there with the seventh race winner at $5. He's the one that came back with the $30 winner in the last race. And by the way, that $5 winner at Santa Anita, that was a horse that Jonathan Hardoon picked. Remember he said, this is for turf only. Well, they switched the turf races to the main track, but the horse won anyhow. So I hope you just paid attention and got that anyway. It was a favorite, though. At Oak Lawn Park, Harry Hernandez had three wins on the card. They had a little bit more of pricey horses there at Oak Lawn. And for the most part, it was a lot of favorites yesterday. But we're going to change it today, right, aren't we? We're going to get some nice, juicy winners for you. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Saturday Race Day Show, coming to you live and direct from the South Point Studios right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Race Vegas, covering your great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. We got a rider assignment for the Arkansas Derby. Liberal Arts will be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone in the $1.5 million Arkansas Derby. That, of course, the main three-year-old race at Oaklawn Park. That's coming up soon. And good news for the folks hoping for some live racing in Northern California after Golden Gate hits the skid, so to speak, the wrecking ball. Racing in Northern California will be based at the Alameda County Fair in Pleasanton beginning this fall as a replacement for Golden Gate if the proposed race meet is approved by the California Horse Racing Board. So now it's up to the California Horse Racing Board. Pleasanton's going to pick up those dates in the fall. I can tell you this, having worked at Pleasanton in another lifetime when I was young and had hair, it is a beautiful place. Pleasanton is a great place. It's in wine country up in Northern California. By the way, that's the only county fair on the California fair circuit that also, that track also has a turf course on it. So that's good news for the folks up in Northern California. Okay, time to get started. Let's go to the racing menu today. And we got a pretty big racing menu, so we'll get right to it. These are the racetracks available today in the Racebook Simulcast Center's racetracks around the country. Reminding you, first, post times broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at here in Race Day Las Vegas, in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebook at the South Point today and in the entire Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here, these will be the first post times that roll out. You don't have any problem to adjust. But however, if you're listening in all those other time zones that we cover all over the world, well, we know you have to adjust somewhere. So adjust wherever you're at, from wherever you're at, to the Pacific time zone to get the first post times right where you may be. We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park. Attention, folks. They're off the turf again at Turfway. I'm sorry, they're off the turf again. There is no race at their turf at Turfway, so we know they're off there. They're off the turf today at Gulfstream Park. However, one of the two stakes races, the Silks Run Stakes, was scheduled for the turf course at 5 furlongs, and they're staying on the turf for that race. However, races 2, 6, and 11, which were scheduled for the turf coming off the turf, the only one that stays on is the feature race. Now, Gulfstream Park has two feature races today. The Silks Run at 5 furlongs for four-year-olds and up on the turf is the 9th race on the card. We have no scratches there yet. The 10th race is the $125,000 Grade 3 Hurricane Verdi. at 6.5 furlongs on the main track for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. The field of eight there with no late scratches yet. Favored in that race, by the way, is Spirit Wind 9-5, but Edgard Zayas aboard. 11 races today at Gulfstream Park. They got their pick six jackpot carryover now standing at $63,080. $63,080 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. First post time for 11 races set at 9:10. And again, take races 2, 6, and 11 off the turf today at Gulfstream. Tampa Bay. Big day at Tampa Bay. 12 races, 5 stakes races overall. They'll roll out like this. The $100,000 Grade 3 Challenger Stakes is the 6th on the card at a mile and 16th. 6 go to the post in this one. Even money favorite is Skippy Longstockings with Tyler Gaffleone. But I got to tell you, out of the 6-horse race, it is a 6-horse competitive race, the Challenger, the 6th. Then we go to the Columbia Stakes in the 7th at a mile on the turf for 3-year-olds. Scratch the 5, Ninja Star. In that race, the favorite on the morning line is Move to Gold with Ired Ortiz Jr. And then we go to the 9th race, the $225,000 Grade 1 Hillsborough Stakes at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. In this race, field of 8, now down to a field of 6. Scratch 2 horses, scratch the 2 horse, Markets Mementation, and the 5 horse as well. So you got 2 and 5 out of the 9th race, the Hillsborough at Tampa Bay. Favorite there at 3-1 is Fluffy Socks with Ired Ortiz Jr. Then the $200,000 Grade 3 Florida Oaks. This is at a mile and 16th on the turf. Florida Oaks is on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. That is one reason why there are no Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points attached to this race. It's on the turf. It's the 10th race on the card. Scratch number 2, Pharaoh's Wine. The 2 Pharaoh's Wine is now out. That'll leave a field of 11. Wide open Florida Oaks. Dynamic pricing is the 7-2 morning line favorite with Jose Ortiz aboard. And then the main event is the $400,000 Grade 3 Tampa Bay Derby at a mile and 1/16 for 3-year-olds. It holds 50 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points to the winner. There are 10 in it. No late scratches yet. Your 8-5 favorite there is Domestic Product with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. All right, you got 12 races at Tampa Bay. Fast and firm are the conditions. First post time for the big racing day at Tampa Bay is set at 9:15 at Tampa Bay. All right, then comes Laurel Park. By the way, Tampa Bay Downs does have a pick six jackpot carryover. Their pick six jackpot carryover today at Tampa Bay Downs is $38,534. That's the carryover at Tampa Bay. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 10 races, and their first post time at Laurel with a pick six jackpot carryover of $451 is set at 9:25 at Laurel. Aqueduct, the big A, is next. Aqueduct, let's see what their track conditions are today. The track is going to be fast at Aqueduct. Cloudy, 42 degrees at post time. Aqueduct's first post time for their 9-race card. No stakes race today at Aqueduct, but their 9-race card will start at 10:20 a.m. Pacific time at the big A. Oaklawn Park, they've got 10 races. Their feature race is a good one. The $400,000 Grade 2 Aziri Stakes. At a mile and 1/16 for fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. A field of 8 in this one before scratches. 2-1 favorite is Hot and Sultry with Ricardo Santana aboard. That's the 9th. 10 overall at Oaklawn and a first post time of 10:30. 10:30 first post at Oaklawn. Then you go down to the fairgrounds. The feature race there is the $100,000 Allen Black Cat Lacombe Stakes. Memorial, that is. That's the 9th on the card. It's on the turf, scheduled for the turf anyhow. Pink Polka Dots is the 9-5 favorite there in that feature on the turf at Fairgrounds. First post time with the 10 races at Fairgrounds is set at 10:45. They have a regular pick 6 carryover, not a jackpot, regular pick 6 carryover. $6,931 first post time at the Fairgrounds, again, is set at 10:45. Sunland Park has all quarter horses today, 9 quarter horse races at Sunland. First post time there is 11:25. They got a couple of carryovers at Sunland. Pick 5, a regular pick 5 carryover there, $517. A super high 5 carryover there, $924. And again, first post time at Sunland for the quarter horses, 11:25. Santa Anita, your great race place. First post time is 12:30. Three stakes races today at Santa Anita. They'll start off and run out in this order. The sixth race is the $100,000 Grade 3 Santa Isabel at a mile and 1/16 for three-year-old fillies. This race has 50 Kentucky Oaks points up for the leader, for the winner there. And in the field of eight, number four, Kinza is the 4-5 morning line favorite with Juan Hernandez aboard in the Santa Isabel. The seventh race is the $100,000 San Simeon at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for four-year-olds and up, a field of nine there. It's a good competitive nine-horse field. This is wide open. As a matter of fact, the morning line favorite, Lukewarm, is Lane Way at 3-1 with Mike Smith. And then the $300,000 Grade 1 Beholder Mile at a mile for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, a field of nine there. Good competitive race there as well. Adair Manor is the 5-2 favorite with Juan Hernandez aboard. Nine races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 12:30 at Santa Anita. Golden Gate is next. They have eight races. Golden Gate has a pick six jackpot carryover, $8,814. They also have a super high five carryover of $1,896. Eight races at Golden Gate, first post time 1:15. Then we do go to Turfway Park. Turfway Park has eight races. The feature race there is the $125,000 Big Daddy Stakes at six furlongs for four-year-olds and up, a field of eight, and a wide-open event it is. Scherflin is the 5-2 favorite there. That's the seventh race, eight races overall at Turfway Park, and a first post time of 2:55. They have a super high five carryover of $4,415 and a pick six jackpot carryover of $5,380. First post time Turfway is at 2:55. And then we have Charlestown. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. Pick six jackpot carryover there, $28,796, 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California, Los Al. Their first post time is 6:05. They got nine races, two thoroughbreds, four mixed breed, three quarter horses. That menagerie starts again at 6:05. And now that's your menu. Now we'll bring in Jonathan Nardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Looks like we're going to have at least a fast and firm track today at Tampa Bay Downs. And as you say, as you mentioned before several times when we asked you, Tampa Bay, their turf course is really in good shape, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you spit outside, they take the races off the grass. So they do a good job of, taking care of it and maintaining it. And it's good turf racing. A lot of trainers shipped it specifically. They like that turf course better than the Gulfstream one. You have Chad Brown, Christopher Clement. They have no problem shipping horses there, especially young horses, to break their maiden.
Well, now, Jonathan, on Thursday, we talked about how lucky we got with a trainer objection and a disqualification that got us a win at Fairgrounds for Rich Eng's selection. Yesterday, and I knew it was going to happen, I even texted you. I said, listen, these things don't come without a price. Sooner or later, the gambling gods are going to get even with us, and it didn't take but one day for them to do it, because yesterday, your selection at Aqueduct finished second at seven.
No, he finished first.
he was placed second. I'm sorry. He finished first at 7-1, and we were counting our money. However, if you've watched races long enough, as you and I did, we were anxiously waiting for the big official sign to come up, because it did look like there was an infraction in the race, and it was a close photo. I mean, he won by what, a nose?
Yeah.
So anyhow, listen, inquiry sign goes up, and it was by the stewards there, and then you just knew, and you got disqualified. We got disqualified and placed second on a 7-1 shot to a horse that was 3-1 and won and paid $820.
What are you going to do? It's part of the game. You turn the page and you move forward. If you're going to live in the past, you're in big trouble.
Now, of course, Dylan Davis was the recipient of that win. He got three wins overall yesterday at Aqueduct. But I can tell you this. I know it's, like you said, it's part of the game. You move on. But at least we didn't have to question a decision by the stewards. I really thought it was the right decision, as painful as that might be.
I did too, Ralph. I got a couple of texts, and people were posting on Twitter about they were questioning the DQ. Listen, we were involved, and I can't complain. It happened. It could have gone either way, obviously, like most of them do, but I don't think the call was terrible. We certainly have seen worse calls than that call.
Yes, and we have been recipient on worse calls. But, I was okay with the call. I was, a little smarting at the 7-1 we couldn't cash, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But like you say, we turned the page today. Tampa Bay is going to be the center of attention around the country with their stakes races, and some of the big jockeys are making their way there for the big money, that's for sure. And you and I both said a couple of days ago on the show that by the time we get to Saturday, we're going to go over the four big stakes races there. And we'll do it in the way they'll roll out today in succession. First of all, the ninth race, the Hillsborough at 1 1/8 on the turf. This is a grade one at Tampa Bay because it does have a history, that's for sure. And we got to scratch the 2 and the 5 in that race.
Yeah, it leaves a field of 6, and I really like a horse in there, Ralph. I like the number 8 horse, Star Fortress, a 5-year-old mare from the Sherry DeVoe barn. She does a terrific job. She used to work for Chad Brown. She went out on her own a few years ago, and she's had a lot of success. So she was listed at 7-2 on the morning line before the two late scratches, so I would assume the price will be a lot shorter.
So you like the 8 Star Fortress with Tyler Gaffney on board in the Hillsborough, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Enough said about that race. Now we get to the Florida Oaks. And the main reason why I guess the Florida Oaks doesn't hold any Kentucky Oaks to leaderboard points is because, simply put, it's on the turf. And, the Florida, the Kentucky Oaks is on their main track at Churchill Downs. But it's a good competitive 12 filly field. Was a 12 filly field. We're going to scratch the 3 Pharaoh's Wine, which was 8-1 on the morning line. But it's still a good competitive field of 11 in this race. And I got to tell you, I think that in the end, you're going to look at the winner and say that one got the trip.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a race for trips, but I really like a horse in here. And this was actually going to be one of our two plays for the radio today. Okay. I love the number 5 horse in here, Wackasoo. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Bill Mott barn, Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. Her last two races, both on the grass, she ran really well last time out. Go back and watch the replay. She was hung out 5 wide. She never really stopped. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. You're going to have to beat the Chad Brown horses in here, but I still like number 5, Wackasoo, especially if you get anywhere near that price.
All right, number 5, Wackasoo in the 10th race. The Florida Oaks is your pick, the 5 in the 10th race. That's an official pick by one of his two official picks on the show, the 5, Wackasoo. It just happens to be in the Florida Oaks, but that's one of your two official picks on the show today, number 5. And that is a very productive team, Mr. Alvarado and Mr. Mott, that's for sure. All right, now we get to the main event. Jonathan, the main event, of course, is the Tampa Bay Derby. 1 1/16 for 3-year-olds. It's the 11th race on the card. 10 go to the post. No late scratches yet. 50 Kentucky Derby leaderboard points up for grabs for the winner there. The 8-5 favorite is Domestic Product with Tyler Gaffney aboard. I should say the 8-5 second choice. Correct me there. No More Time is the 7-5 morning line favorite. These two will be vying for favoritism, these two. Domestic Product and No More Time. No More Time is actually the morning line favorite, 7-5 with Javier Castellano. Is this a lock 'em up cue?
It is. They're going to run 1-2. The question is which way. If you remember, we gave out No More Time in the Sam F. Davis the last time this horse ran. We really liked this horse a lot. I think he was like 10-1 morning line. He got bet down to 3-1. But it's a two-horse race. Domestic Product, the Chad Brown horse, was really good in his last time, the last time he ran. They went 50 to the half. He had no pace to close into, and he still ran second. But No More Time ran very well as a 2-year-old. He had an excuse in his race back at Gulfstream, and he ran well last time out over the track. They made a jockey change today to Javier Castellano. They took Paco Lopez off, which, you know, you don't like to see horses lose their riders, when, especially when the rider gave the horse a perfect trip. But there was a reason for it. They wanted him to commit to ride this horse if he made it to the Derby, and he didn't do that since he's listed to ride Hades, another horse that's has a shot, I guess. So they went and they made a change to Castellano. It's a two-horse race, slight edge to number seven, no more time.
All right, so we're going to either lock up the queue or use those two as the first and second positions and maybe catching a trifecta or a superfecta. You like the seven, no more time to beat domestic product in the Tampa Bay Derby. Looks like a chalky Tampa Bay Derby, but nevertheless, we want to watch the performances of these horses for future endeavors, that's for sure. A quick thought about the Challenger Stakes. That goes back in the sixth race there. I say that because it is a six-horse field, and you've got this Skippy Longstockings, the even money favorite there with Tyler Gaffleon. Is this a gimme for him?
Not at all, Ralph. The number four horse in there, Sherlock, it's a two-horse race, Skippy Longstockings and Sherlock's Jewel. Sherlock's Jewel actually gets a little bit of an edge because this horse has wins over the track. His last two races, both at Tampa, he's won both of them, you know, so he has an advantage. He has races over the track, and he's 5-1. Skippy Longstocking's going to be 3-5. So I'll take a shot with the price horse in Sherlock's Jewel.
All right, that's the sixth race, the four in the sixth race. 5-1 on the morning line, by the way, and that is not the second choice in the race. You got a 7-2 and a 9-2 as well. So we might be able to turn chicken feathers into chicken soup here with the challenger number four, Sherlock's Jewel, if he can get the job done under Mr. Chaminade. That is the four in the sixth race at Tampa. Okay, one of your two official selections on the show was in the Florida Oaks with Wakasu, right?
Wakasu.
Okay, now we'll get your second selection.
Let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number seven, a mile on the main track. And by the way, it's a beautiful day in New York, but tonight not so much. The rain's coming, so if you're handicapping for tomorrow, you could count on a wet track. Anyway, seventh race today. I like the number eight horse in here, Mystical Curlin. Rafael Hernandez aboard for Gustavo Rodriguez. This horse is coming off of a layoff, but this horse is really good. He draws outside. He should get a great trip in here. 4-1 on the morning line. Number eight, Mystical Curlin, wins today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
Aqueduct, seventh race, and number eight, Mystical Curlin, is your play there. The eight, Mystical Curlin, in the seventh race. By the way, we do want to remind everybody there is a stakes race today at Aqueduct. That is the eighth race, the Correction Stakes at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. And a field of eight in that before scratches. Hot Fudge is the even money favorite with Kendrick Carmouche there. But Jonathan Hardoon's play comes in the seventh race. That's the eight, Mystical Curlin. Maybe he'll do a little rolling double to the favorite in the correction. Who knows? In any case.
Well, if you're playing the eighth race, Hot Fudge looks the best, but I would bet Starship Defiant.
All right.
You got another one out of me.
I did. I snuck another one out of you, didn't I? All right, so you like the two Starship Defiant in that race at 8-1 on the morning line. That's the eighth race. Jonathan's official plays in the seventh race. So we're going to do a rolling double. We're going to make the eight over the two, and we'll go ahead and use Hot Fudge anyhow, the two and the five in that second half of that rolling double. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. You know I'm going to squeeze you when I can for our listeners, and you have a good day, a great day at the races. Don't forget now, Jonathan's got four sheets. He's got Aqueduct, Oak Lawn, Santa Anita, and Gulfstream Park as well, right? And Tampa.
Yes, sir. JONHARDOON.com.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks.
Thanks, Ralph. See you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be well.
All right, you got it. Rich Eng is next, so we'll keep rolling along on this Saturday show. Don't go away.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. So we're going to go right out now to Rich Hang, standing by. Richie, good morning. Good morning, Richie.
Hi, good morning, Ralphie. I'm right here.
There you go. There, now we got you. All right, you're 2-for-2 in college hoops. You had a win yesterday by virtue of the point spread. The team didn't win outright, but it covered on the spread, and you still cash on that. So that's a winner as far as gambling is concerned. And, of course, we'll get a hoop pick and a thought or two on Santa Anita today.
Yeah, let's go to the college basketball pick, Ralph. I've been picking dogs, trying to get the points, which is good at this time of year. Underdogs are alive or they're barking. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually going to take a big favorite today, Ralph. Let's take a look at James Madison over Marshall in the first round of the Sun Belt Conference. Last night they were minus 11.5 or minus 12 today at the South Point. Ooh. Shop for points if you can get a half a point in your favor. Two angles. One is this is the best team in the Sun Belt against one of the worst teams in the Sun Belt, Marshall. And also James Madison is a bubble team. They're 28-3 on the season, Ralph, but they're not a lock to make the tournament. If they can win a couple of games in the conference tournament and get to 30, I think that would really improve their chances. So let's go with James Madison, minus 12, incentive to blow out Marshall.
All right, you got it. And that, let's see, on the betting sheet, that would be bet number 758. 758 bet number on the sheet for today's hoop action across the country. All right, well, we know you also handicap horses. You got a full sheet for Santa Anita today. And if you don't have a thought about Tampa Bay Derby, if you do, we'll take it and we'll get right to your pick at Santa Anita.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on to No More Time. I really liked his race in the prep, the Sam F. Davis. And I know the brown horse is going to take a lot of money, which will actually help keep the price up a little bit for No More Time. As far as a pick for today, Ralph, let's go to race 5 at Santa Anita. Again, I hope they stay on the turf. My pick yesterday was turf only. He ran second, even though still ran on the main track. But yeah. I prefer a turf only. Let's go with the one, Thrump's Dream. Juan Hernandez picks up the mount. This horse had a tough comeback race under Joel Rosario last time out, coming off a long layoff. The horse probably needed the start. Gets top jock in Hernandez. I think this horse will move way up and get a nice ground-saving trip. So let's go with number one, Thrump's Dream, in the fifth. Grass only.
All right. That is the end of the early pick four and early pick five, and certainly a part of the pick six as well. In the fifth race, number one, Thrump's Dream, the one at 4-1. In the fifth race is Rich Ang's selection. Don't forget Rich Ang's full selection sheet for Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Let's keep the hoops going as well, Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we can sure pick a nice winner every day. That'd be great.
Yes, it would. That's for sure, my man. All right, we're going to be right back. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to wrap it up with John and Jerry. So don't go away. We're still coming back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. Well, we get to wrap up this show, and then right behind us is going to be Sports by the Book. But I want to remind you that throughout the week, we got some great shows on the South Point Studio streaming network on YouTube. Punchlines with Frank Nicotero is on Monday to Friday from noon to 1 o'clock. These are Pacific times, of course. Gone Racing is on Thursdays at 10 a.m. with Brandon Gahn talking all about auto racing, that's for sure. And it's really getting started, the auto racing season. So you want to check that out. And, of course, Sports by the Book is on 7 days a week, Monday to Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. But Saturday and Sunday, they're right behind us. They start at 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you're going to want to listen to these guys, especially during March Madness. So keep that in mind. Stay right here for all the great shows on the South Point Network at YouTube. All right, let's go to John Lendo standing by. John, I would imagine that all systems are go today in SoCal.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. It's clear out here. It's sunny. We're going to be fast, and the turf will be listed good. Everything is on the surfaces they're supposed to be on today.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I don't know what to say about all those chalks yesterday, except for the fact that it just got ugly for people who wanted to try to beat the favorite yesterday.
Well, when the races came off the grass and all of a sudden you were limited with small fields, you know, it just happens. It's one of those days. It is what it is. And a lot more meat on the bone today at Santa Anita.
John, before we get started looking at Santa Anita today, do you have a thought about the Tampa Bay Derby?
You know, it looks very logical to me. I know the guy's like No More Time. He'll be the one in front. The horse to worry about coming from off the pace, I think, is Domestic Product. Coming off a good race in the Holy Bull at Gulfstream. I'm interested to see if he moves forward today, Domestic Product. He's lightly raced, and you know, Chad Brown there for Tyler Gaffalion. So, unfortunately, I'm no imagination chalky in the Tampa Bay Derby for me.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a look and put in my exotics, not to win, but, you know, maybe finishing third or fourth when you try to put together trifectas, maybe even the second spot. I think Give Me Liberty, a horse in the Tampa Bay Derby, a nice price at 30-1 on the morning line, might be able to reach that plateau to get in there and make the exotics happen a little bit. And, of course, Give Me Liberty is number three in the 11th race there at Tampa Bay. All right, time to look at Santa Anita. The grade one today is the Beholder Mile, and it looks like a darn good contest.
Yeah, you know, Adari Manor has been the dominant older filly and mare for a couple of years here in Southern California, but she's been getting a lot of easy leads, and that won't be the case today. You've got the sprinter Sweet Azteca stretching out, and she's quick. I think she'll make the lead in here, and that's going to change the dynamic for these older fillies and mares. And if they let Sweet Azteca go, I think she'll get two turns. She comes off a really nice sprint win, and Adari Manor, she loves Santa Anita. If they hook up, then this race really opens up wide. It's an interesting version of the Beholder Mile this year, Ralph.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's for sure. Named after a fantastic race mare. That's absolute, no doubt about that. The Santa Isabel is the race that holds 50 Kentucky Derby points here, but Kinza is the 4-5 favorite, and we may not be giving away any points.
Yeah, she's going to be a heavy favorite. She's the only multiple winner in the field. She stretched out and won the Las Virgenes. And I think she's the speed of the speed. There's some other fillies in here, like She's a Tempest and Ultimate Authority, that are improving. But, you know, the other filly from the Baffert Barn, Kinza, she's already battle-tested. She's quick. And you're gonna have to come get her. And that's not an easy thing to do when Baffert has them all cranked up.
Yeah, and I guess they'll bank that 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks point leaderboard then, I guess, if she gets the win there at 4-5. All right, time to get a selection from you, John.
Let's go down to the ninth and final at Santa Anita, and there's a first-time starter that's got some value here. Number 7, Breezy Blue, 12-1 on the program from a barn. Adam Kitchingman is sneaky good with first-time starters. He's also good with turf sprinters. This is just 5 furlongs. It's not the 6 or 6.5 we usually see. It's just 5 furlongs. She's trained with speed out of the gate at San Luis Rey Downs. Jose Valdivia is a rider that he uses quite a bit. So, again, 12-1 on the program, I think a good chance of pulling upset. Number 7. Breezy Blue, ninth and final at Santa Anita.
Well, we had the last race yesterday, paid $30, and it was more than all the other horses that won on the day combined. So let's get another juicy winner in the ninth and final. Your horse, number 7, Breezy Blue. The 7, Breezy Blue, 12-1 on the morning line. Gotta love that. Ninth race, the 7 horse at Santa Anita. Don't forget, John Lendo's Lendo Report covering all the races today at Santa Anita. A suggested late pick 4. And by the way, a suggested coast-to-coast pick 5 today with the coupling of Gulfstream Park's 9th race, Gulfstream Park's 10th race, then Santa Anita's 6th, 7th, and 8th race. Those are the coast-to-coast pick 5 races. John has a suggestion of that pick 5 on the sheet as well. And so you got the late pick 4, a suggested coast-to-coast pick 5, and all the goodie information plus all the selections for today at Santa Anita, all in one comprehensive sheet, folks. It's here. Only at the South Point in our race book, and it's free of charge because they love horse players, and they certainly love John Lendo's selection. That's your sheet, that's for sure, John. Hey, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, Ralph, good luck today. Have some fun.
All right, you too, man. All right, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by to wrap up this quick-moving show on Saturday. Jerry Jackowitz, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well,
I was going to say the only real value with Santa Anita yesterday was my V horse Vela, who ran second. You got almost $10 to place on him if you used him. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we were searching for something that had a little meat on the bones, that's for sure. And even getting a horse to finish in the exact or the trifecta made at least the payoffs palatable with all the favorites that were winning yesterday. Your full sheets, though, today for Aqueduct and Santa Anita. Let's hope we got some more. You got some nice V plays on both those sheets. So where are we going first?
Well, let's go to the 6th at Aqueduct for our first play. We have Lock and Key, the 5 horse for Jimmy Ryerson, who's suddenly getting very hot. His horses are all starting to run. Looking really good off of a little, two and a half month layoff. This horse typically runs faster than everybody in this field, and I think he can have him coming back running. So I'll play the 5 over the 1, 4, and 7. The 6 is scratched. Do small reverses. But the 5, Lock and Key, in the 6th, we want at least 8-5. We don't want to go lower than that.
Okay. Do you have any link-ups?
Yeah, the 1, 6, and 7, Ralph.
All right, 1, 6, and 7.
Excuse me, the 1, 4, and 7. The 6 is scratched.
Oh, the 6 is scratched. Okay, we got scratches in now, do we?
I did. I got that, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're on top of it then. That's a good deal there. All right, 6th race then, the 5 over 1, 4, 7. 5 over 1, 4, 7 in reverse, correct?
Correct.
Okay, now let's get to Santa Anita.
Okay, I'm not giving you my feature play. I'm going on to the sheet. There was another horse that was kind of, trying to get my attention, and it certainly did. It was Golf Drama. Now, I don't know. You know, I'm a golfer, so... Maybe I'm just too connected to the horse's name, but this Jeff Bondi horse really sort of looked really good to me. That's number 6, Golf Drama, and 5-1. I think he might really be a pop-out key, and I don't have him listed as a pop-out key on the sheet, so it's a little something extra here today. I like the 6 horse in race number 2, Golf Drama. I'm going to play the 6 over the 3, 4, 9, and 10, do my reverses, and I'm coming back with a really good 10-6, 6-10.
And again, repeat the link-ups with the 6 Golf Drama in the 2nd.
3, 4, 9, and 10.
3, 4, 9, and 10. And, of course, your another bang will be 6, 10, 10, 6?
Correct.
All right. We got two corrects there. That's for sure. All right. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And Jerry, I know that you're kind of watching the three-year-olds this year. Do you have any thoughts about the Tampa Bay Derby?
Not yet. I will afterwards, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. We wrap up this busy Saturday show here from Las Vegas, Nevada, reminding everybody to turn your clocks forward an hour, which means you get to sleep less than an hour tomorrow. If you want to listen to the Race Day show, if you stay at the same time, you're going to miss us. So make sure you turn it up, spring ahead for an hour. All right, Jerry, say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.